The hearing drew a large crowd to Wausau's new Center for Civic Engagement Theater. Dominique Ferraro, the police chief of Endeavor and the owner of a private security company, called concealed carry a constitutional right. Ferraro had a heated exchange with Democratic Senator Fred Risser.
How do you keep concealed weapons out of the hands of mentally incompetent people then?
How do you keep it out of their hands now?
As I said at the beginning, please, no.
I don't mean any disrespect.
I'm serious. Now we have a pretty good law, the way I like it.
The way it is now, Senator, bad guys or mentally incompetent people, if they want to cause harm, whether they do it with a gun, a vehicle, a baseball bat, a knife, or a bomb, they're going to be able to do it. And I think that for the minority of people out there that we're talking about, we shouldn't punish the rest of the good law-abiding citizens of the state from exercising their constitutional rights.
But opponents like John Spiegelhoff of Merrill said concealed carry is not in keeping with Wisconsin's progressive tradition.
And the question to ask is, when did we become a society of fear and making decisions based upon fear? The fear of the unknown, the fear of the unidentifiable, the boogeyman that lurks behind the corner that's going to harm us.
Some of the speakers, like Wausau Police Chief Jeff Hardell, said they could support concealed carry, but only with a requirement for special training and permits and with restrictions on where guns were allowed. The legislation is sponsored by Senator Pam Galloway of Wausau and Representative Jeff Mersaw of Crivitz. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.